Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peons. Rise, say Adonis, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Halasilati, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Here, here, here. Shalom, Haverim. Shalom. Here, the Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion. Azwa. Yes, I'm going to share some eyes wide right there. But here first up is Black Uhuru leaving to Zion. Yes, I. Ed's here on the Ed and the Irish here, the Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion. We had mentioned Aswad, but then we went to the Black Uhuru, leaving to Zion. So here's Aswad with Zion. Yes, I, Rastafari, Upper Room of Zion. Yeah. Let me ask a pretty serious question. Talk about Zion, yes, African Zion and Zion, King David, Zion, 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 Zion. But what does Zion mean, Habarim? And what and where is Zion? It's Rastafari.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
So what does Zion mean, Habarim? What's Zion? What's the meaning of Zion? You know, maybe we'll find out when we get on that train, right? I get on the train, Zion train, here, classic right here. Brana Salate, Bob Ness, Kamala, and the Whaler.
Conquering lion, 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 lion the first. See the mysteries revealed between the lines up in this verse. Should I elaborate on the things that brought us under curse? When you start to understand fulfillment of the prophecy, and it do not yet appear where we should be, but we will see.
Yes, yes, know what it is.
And I'm really trying to handle my father's business. Bless, love, stress, yes.
Hail up on the chat, Ras Sahara Ahad, Ras Ayasin Tafari. Yes, I and I co-laborers right here in the season and the time. Get back to Zion, forward. Yes, I, Ras Tafari. So what?
And when they were
I
come
own?
In, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yeah. So Zion, let me say this right here. It has to do a lot with the Israelite and the Judean, the Yehudi, the Davidic culture. Let me say this right here, because to go through and to break this down and the etymology and the context, first of all, it's a cultural thing, Israelite, a Hebrew cultural thing. It's like, to give a likeness of it, it's like the Alamo. It's like the Judean, the Israelitish Alamo. You know, the battle of the Alamo. Is Alamo an American word? Is it? You know, but it plays a role in American history. But actually, the Alamo, if you go into some research on it, and one can, you know, fact check this, but from what we have researched, it has something to do with, like, those who came from Mexico, they brought a certain type of a flower, right, that came from a town in Mexico that has that name, Alamo, and I think the flower had something to do with that particular name. And they planted it in that spot in Texas when they was going back and forth in this kind of a battle and a war, so forth and so on. So now we have, like, you know, those on the American side who have an idea of the Alamo, but then it goes back to, you know, Mexico and some of the roots there. But it has to do with a battle. right? The first mention of Zion in the Bible is in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, chapter 5, verse 7, where it says, nevertheless, David, the stronghold, what's the stronghold? The Matsuda. They have this thing in the New Testament times of Matsuda. There was a battle there, but that's a stronghold like a fortress. So it says, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. So that name appears to have already been, you know, named for this particular stronghold that David, you know, took. So that's what we say. It's like the Battle of the Alamo. But then it goes on to say that the same, like the ancient Hebrew, Judean, Davidic Battle of Alamo, Zion, the same is the city of David. So it has a lot to do with I and I roots, getting into the Hebrew, Israelitish, Davidic roots, and culture, Zion Gate, here. Cross the far eye. Culture right there with Zion Gate, Gates of Zion. So here, as we refer to Ethiopia as the elders and ancestors taught us the gates of Zion. Now, in the reference to Ethiopia and Zion, the gates of Zion, that has more to do with for lack of a better word, a theological conception, theological evolution of theological ideas, of God-related ideas, namely with the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit in the Hebrew, the Tavot, and the connection, symbolic connection of that Ark. Remember, David had brought the Ark to his city, and his city was named and called the City of David, a.k.a. the City of Zion. Now, there's a very interesting link that can be made from the Hebrew etymology, for ones who can go into the etymological structure, with a place name called Etzion Geber. If you look in the English, you look up Zion, you'll find that there's two references, right? Two references, namely, this is two, or is it three? It's actually three references, Slicha. In Numbers chapter 33, 35, and they departed from Ebronah and encamped at Etzion Gaber. We find the same Etzion Gaber in the next verse in Numbers 33 and 36, and they removed from Etzion. If you see it in English, it reads like E Zion Gaber. If you come from an English Western Gentile perspective, and that's how we're taught to read and everything, it reads as E Zion Gaber. But in the Hebrew, it's Etzion. So there's an etymological connection, Zion. It's not a regular Z, but it's the Sadai. Sound like that animal that does. It's not the regular Z, Z, right? So in English, they don't have this particular sound. So this is why they transliterate it with the closest approximate English sound, a Z. But it's not just a Z, it's a Z. We have Z and we have Z. So this is the Sadai, not the Zion, the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But then we have one more reference in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 8, and it says, and when we pass by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, or from the English, Seir, through the way of the plain of Elat, and from Etzion Gavir, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Now, Moab is kind of interesting even here in this Western Gentile hemisphere about 100 years ago, back to the Roaring Twenties and the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews that formerly were known as the Moorish Zionist Temple, right, of Moorish Jews before the 1930s, where they upgraded their name to Ethiopian Hebrews and made that connection with I and I Davidic King in this dispensation, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Just to point that out there. So the Moab and Moor kind of connection. What our elders saying that we was like in the wilderness, that we're trotting out of this kind of spiritual Egypt. We're in that wilderness because the last place the Israelites encamped before they cross over was in the wilderness of Moab, and many of the Moors, from Moorish doctrine and teaching, they say that being Moors has some biblical relation to Moab. Now, also, let's recall that from Moab, King David's maternal lineage, going back to Herut or to Ruth, right? To Ruth, right there. Now, the fourth mention we have, which from an English perspective, we see the Z-I-O-N is in the verse in first. In Second Samuel chapter 5, verse 7. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold, the Matsuda, the stronghold of Zion. And the same is the city or the Ir David, the city of David. So we have Zion, the H6726. According to the Strong's Concordance and the Concordance numbering, it's the H6726. As we mentioned, from the Rastafari Royal Order Ethiopian Hebrews perspective, when we call Ethiopia the Gates of Zion, that is a theological connection with the role of the Ark of the Covenant. But how is the Ark of the Covenant called or signified as Zion? See, we have to now get into the scripts, into the Brit HaYashanah, to the Hebrew Bible, and the root connection with David, and what occurred right here in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7, where it says, "Nevertheless, David, the stronghold of Zion, of Sion, the same is the city of David." So something was going on there. So when we mentioned that, well, it's like the Alamo. People might say, well, the Alamo is in Texas, and Texas now is America, so forth and so on. So the Alamo is American, but it's not an Anglo, you know, it's not really an Anglo word. And the history of it says that it got that name, you know, from the whole Mexican and so-called American back and forth and war over land and over territory. Well, something is similar here in the scriptures, because here in Second Samuel chapter 5, let's see if we can go through this right here. Second Samuel chapter 5, just a brief on Zion, because we see the upper room of Zion, and, you know, there's Rastafari songs and praises, and even in Christianity, it speaks about Zion this and Zion that. It's almost like it becomes almost like the whole heaven idea. You know, where it might be based on something that's more sound, but now it gets a little bit, you know, it gets a little bit spooky. You know, what and where is Zion? So we said we want to go to Zion. So what and where is Zion? From a plain view, Zion will symbolize the monarchy of David, right? The monarchy of David is twofold relation. One, it became the city. It became the capital city of Jerusalem, of Israel. Right, and even later on, a very central city, even when the 10 tribes were in captivity among the southern kingdom of Judea, of the Judeans, later to be called and referred to in English as, quote, Jews, right? Here, 2 Samuel chapter 5, it begins off. This is just like about 7 verses here to get up to the 7th verse, because we zoomed in on 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7. But to put it into a little more context, it says, "Then came all the tribes of Israel, of Yasharala, if you please, to David, to Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh." Now, just a little background on this, right? When David, after Saul of the tribe of Benjamin, became the first king of Israel, and Israel was more or less a united kingdom. It was a united kingdom all the tribes dwelt together, you know, as one, but they chose for the Benjamites. Interesting, because we look at it this over here in the west, Rastafari from Ethiopia, the light shine to the west, but then we have the lighthouse of Benjamin off Jamaica, the Caribbean, right, playing a very significant role, right, in the revelation, not just a Rastafari, but we as Israelites and the Ethiopian Hebrew peoples at home and abroad. But here, verse 2, it says, "Also in time past when Shaul was king, was Melech over us." This is what the people said. The people now, the other 10 or so tribes, are coming to David and saying, "We acknowledge your kingship." The background is, for 7 years, they didn't acknowledge the kingship. They were very hurt over the fact that they had put their trust and everything in Saul, and Saul was their king, and Saul had spread all these sort of rumors, you know, about how David, the Judahite, was trying to take, you know, his kingdom and his children, the love of his children, and marry his daughter and try to take his, you know, they were trying to hunt down David, you know, so there was a lot of lies going on in the ancient social media against great King David. So after Saul had died in battle, Saul and his sons, and the crown came to David, because David was the anointed. David was the Moshiach, but also Saul was the anointed prior to and before David. So Saul was the Moshiach. Another very interesting theological reasoning we have here. Two Christ figures. When we say Christ, we're not talking about the theological conceptions of the New Testament Christians concerning Yeshua HaNotri, You know, we're speaking about the terminology of Moshiach being the anointed. And therefore, as it says in the New Testament, we have found the Messiah that is being interpreted, since most of the people understood and spoke the Koine Greek, even though they were Hebrews or Israelites like today. Most of us and most of our people who may claim to be Hebrews or Israelite basically speak and understand English much better than they understand, say, the Hebrew, right? So when you say a Hebrew word or term, right, it's like speaking in a tongue, there has to be an interpreter, right? So the scripture is even showing right there, we found the Messiah, Hebraically Moshiach, right? Koineis in the Greek, they say Messiah, adding that S from the Greek convention. Then they say, which is interpreted as Christos. Christos, right, which means an anointed one. So we have David anointed, Moshiach. Remember that priest, the high priest, the first anointed one, the Christ-type figure in the scriptures known as the Bible is Aharon, is Aaron, right? Aaron, the brother of Moshe, right? Aaron becomes the first Moshiach as high priest. So from a Hebrew perspective, Messiah, this idea of Messiah, anointed one, or New Testament euphemism, Christ, we find this associated with Aaron. And this is why in the New Testament, when seeking to make the claims concerning Yeshua as the Messiah and high priest, they reference in the New Testament times Aaron, because Aaron was the first Christ in the sense of the first anointed one. He was HaMoshiach. So we have priests being anointed, and we also have certain prophets being anointed, and we have kings. So priests, prophets, and here we have the first king of Israel, Shaul, Saul, being anointed. And then after that, we have David as almost like, so to speak, an undercover anointed one. Jah caused Samuel to anoint him. Certain ones knew he was anointed, you know, but the majority of ones really did not know. But Saul suspected something, and that made him paranoid. That made him paranoid, and he went through all this stuff. So Saul becomes, with that paranoia against David, theologically speaking, a kind of an antichrist figure. He is trying to kill the other anointed one, but David, being an anointed one, a Messiah, Christ-like figure, is not trying to kill David. I mean, he's not trying to kill Saul. David is not trying to kill Saul, but Saul is trying to kill David, right? So this is the aspect, right, of theology that's often missed, but it's very rich because it really substantiates the true interpretation of the new covenant and also the reality that we face on a day to day. So this is why it says in the second verse of 2 Samuel chapter 5, also in time past, when Saul, Shaul was king over us. So the people, this is like 7 years, 7 to 8 or so years, about 7 years according to the scripture, after Saul had died in battle against the enemies of Philistines and his sons had died, and the crown was now passed to the tribe of Judah and to Dawid and to David, right? The people of Israel, the 10 tribes, namely, the 10 tribes, the other tribes, namely the 10 tribes, they pulled away, 10 to 11, but 10 tribes, they pulled away. And they did not recognize David as the rightful king. They actually blamed David, you know, because they were in love with Saul. They chose Saul, right? Even though the prophet Samuel did not want to anoint Saul. He didn't think Saul was the right man. But Yah said, well, you know, that's why I revealed to Moses, why I revealed him. When you shall have a king, this is going to be the procedure. So be it. But because of that dissatisfaction, David was also anointed. So David was basically the king in waiting, right? So the people finally say, you know, we recognize that you are our homie, you are our flesh and blood. They're getting past all these rumors, all these lies, provocations that have been spread by Saul and his paranoia and his murderous intent against David. But that those lies, as some people say, you know, like a lie goes around the world, you know, like many times, so to speak, right? Before the truth has time to put on its boots, so to speak, right? So now the people are getting past all that and they're saying, behold, look, we are thy bone and thy flesh. You know what I mean? That's a way of saying that, you know, your family, right? Also in time past, when Saul, Shaul was king, was Melech over us, Hebrew context, when he was the anointed Moshiach, Melech Moshiach over us, because rightfully a king of Israel cannot truly be a king unless he is truly anointed. He can call himself whatever, but according to Torah and according to the way. But they're saying when Saul was king over us, thou, speaking to Dawid, was he. Even though Saul, when he was king, the I was he that led us out and brought us in Yisrael. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to thee, to the I, thou shalt feed my people, Ami, Yisrael. And thou, the I, speaking to David, shalt be a captain, shall be a captain over Yisrael. Now, the word captain is the Hebrew nagid. Nagid is the word for captain. Thou art a captain, like a leader, a captain over us. Verse 3 says right here. So you see that after all this time, the people are beginning, you know, are beginning to acknowledge what for about 7 years. You know, some say that in this 7 year period of time, those who acknowledged David as king, they were prospering. Those areas of Israel was prospering. They thought, oh, no, David is this upstart and everything. He's not rightful. You know what I mean? I heard David is not really even full-blood Israelite. I heard his mama is a Moabite, his grandmama. You know what I'm saying? You know, they had all sort of rumors. Sound familiar? So here, they finally acknowledged him. Well, many of our ain't right Israelites finally acknowledged what the commandment keepers, royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews already acknowledged. Were they? Do you think so?
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
So hopefully they ain't running Israelites who recognize that, you know, like the Israelites, they chose Saul. They chose their own king. Like many of you in the Hebrews, like, have chose this one and that one and said, this is King David, so forth and so on. Speaking about the 1970, from 70 A.D., 1970 A.D., you know, the ISUPK Israelites and the others that come from that, the latter day order, you know, but we're going to the roots right here. So in verse 3, it says, so all the elders of Israel came to the king, speaking of to Dawid, HaMelech, to Hebron, because at that time Hebron was the center of Dawid's government, David's government, and the true king of Israel's government. But for about 7 years, the northern tribes, the 10 or so tribes, did not acknowledge that. Here in 2 Samuel chapter 5, they are acknowledging that. Right, so all the elders of Israel came to the king, to Hebron, and King David, Dawid HaMelech, he made a league, a league of the Israelite nation, huh? He made a league, right? He made a league, or actually in the Hebrew, the term is berit. So the English says he made a league, but the context is that he made a covenant. He made an agreement, a pact, a berit, right, with them in Hebron, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and they anointed Dawid king over Israel. Now note this, that David was already anointed by Shemuel the prophet on behalf of Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah I and I power. But now the people, you know, they figure they need to have a hand in this particular matter, since now they are going to accept David as the rightful king. And then in verse 4, it says, David was 30 years old. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. When he began to reign. And this concept is when he began to reign over the united, we say, kingdom. You know, the the United Kingdom, the northern tribes, but Judah, Yehuda, the Judahites always remained, the tribe of Judah remained faithful to David. When he began to reign, he was 30 years old, reigned over all Israel, and he reigned for 40 years. He reigned 40 years. Verse 5, we're getting there. In Hebron, now Hebron is interesting. Hebron, we say Chabrin, right? In Amharic, like for our co-laborers or our fellows, Chabrin, like our associates. Right, we have in Amharic we say machiber and machiberteno, which is a similar same term. It has to do with association, right? It has to Hebron has to do with Heber. So we might refer to our associates as like Chaberim, as Chaber Shelano, Chaber Sheli, Chaber. That means association, company, band. It has an idea of shared, that which is shared amongst us. We are associates. Also society, right, in the sense of the LOJ society. So we have Heber. Heber also has another association as a magician, right, a charmer and a spell, Heber. So if you go to the Strong's, Heber is a society. And it says also a spell, a charmer, a company, enchantment because of the different usage. But getting to the root of Heber, in Hebron we have Chabar. Chabar as a verb means to unite, to join. Also the sense of to bind together, the chabarim, chabar, to be joined, to be coupled, to be in league, to the sense of to heap up, but here's the active sense, have fellowship with, to be compact. Also in another sense, it can be have a sense of be a charmer in that sense. So it's an interesting word, but it goes back to the sense of joining literally or figuratively. It can have an association with, it specifically also means of spells, to fascinate, right? So some translations according to the context, but it's the idea of joining, of binding together, ones who are bound together by common cause, common allegiance, join oneself to one who is in alliance with. So that's the name of the city Hebron, where David ruled from. In Hebron, he reigned over Yehuda. He reigned, David, the king, reigned over Judah, the tribe of Judah, 7 years and 6 months. So basically 7.5 years. And in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all called Yisrael. So for the first 7 years, he was not reigning over Kol Yisrael because the other 10 tribes were still in allegiance with the Benjamites and with Saul, right? Until, you know, I guess they saw as time went on, they said, this man is blessed and highly favored, and he is the one. You know, we need to get with him and unite Israel and come to unity. You know, we speak about unity and uniting. Mm-hmm. It has to be the right one. So verse 6 says, and Hamelech, the king, and his men, speaking of David and his men, went to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem. So now let's look at how the action is going here. So Saul passes away, dies in battle, right? The 10 tribes get upset with David because they think like somehow David has something to do with this because of the hostility that Saul and the negativity that Saul, their bad mindedness and all the rumors and provocations. You know, David was on his life, you know, on the run for his life. You know what I mean? Against ones and ones, you talk about gang and banging. This was some serious shite that was going on, you know, but many times David had Saul in his hands and could have killed him. And in some interesting scenes that are recorded in the scripts, he says, I will not put my hand forward against Yahuwah's Moshiach, against Jehovah's Messiah, Jehovah's anointed. You know what I mean? And he told some of his men, we're like, we will do it for you. If you don't want to do it, we understand because, you know, you. We'll do it. And David said, if you do it, then I'm going to spill your blood. So basically, David had a different conception. If Saul ever had the opportunity, like David had the opportunity on numerous occasions to dead on David, he would have done it, right? But here in verse 6, now we have after the tribes of Israel, the northern tribes now coming, all the tribes, all of Israel is now under united rulership, David now. Now he can represent all, right? And his men went to Jerusalem, went to Jerusalem. Now David had these Shiloshim, the Shiloshim. He had his 30 homies, his faithful, loyal men, you know, who became the first administration, real administration of Israel. And David had influence also in the holy rites of the tabernacle as well. He's the one who set up the different orders of the Levitical, you know, priests. And even his sons were regarded as priests as well, which is interesting because remember the whole tribe of Judah and the tribe of Levi thing that we get in the New Testament. But if you know the Old Testament, so to speak, you can recognize why what's in the New Testament is valid, where it says that our Lord sprang from the tribe of Yehuda, tribe of Judah, and David becomes a foreshadowing of that. So here in verse 6, it says, and the king and his men went to Jerusalem and to the Jebusim, to the Jebusites, which were one of the tribe of the Canaanites, right? The inhabitants of the land, which spake to David. They spoke to David, you know, because news spread, you know what I mean, in the hood, in the neighborhood. They spake to David saying, except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither. Thinking David cannot come in hither. Now, let's just pause on that. So the people of the land, the Canaanites, who the Jebusites in this case, one of the seven tribes specifically designated in HaTorah, you know, for removal or extermination. If they don't move, then take them out. These seven tribes, not all the Canaanites, some of the Canaanites, they already recognized it was not right to be in that land, and they went other places like Turkey, you know, the Hittites and elsewhere, and on the other side of Egypt, you know, to Libya and those areas, you know. But these tribes stayed. So isn't this interesting that the Jebusites who inhabited the land, who's one of the seven nations that were marked for extermination, according to HaTorah, either they can leave, if they stay, then they're gone. You know, if I, like people say, if I find you there, it's on site. So John told the Israelites, if you find those seven nations there, it's on site. But this tribe remained, the Jebusites. In fact, they had called Jerusalem at one time Jebusalem. You know, after their own name. So the inhabitants of the land, and he spoke to David, and they said, except, listen, you can't come in here. This ain't David. We hear everything. You was the king over Judah. Now all the other tribes have come to you, so you got all the tribes behind you. But you know what? You can't come in here. Nah. Only if you take away the blind and the lame. What does this mean, Haverim? It sounds almost like a New Testament thing, right? With Yeshua healing the blind and the lame, right? Now they say to David, right, David, they said, David, you can't come in here except if you take away the blind and the lame, you can't come in here, right? And it says here in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6, thinking David cannot come in hither. Now that should have us sit down and say, well, let's reason on this. What do we really think was going on here? Why are they going to say to David, right, David and his men were about to go to Jerusalem, right? And the Jebusites who was there said, nah, you can't come in here unless you take away the blind and the lame. Who are the blind and the lame? They must have had blind and lame people, and they said, you have the first, you know, physician, heal the blind and the lame first, or take them away, you know, and then you can come in here. Here's where it brings us to the Zion verse, the first proper mention of Zion, or Zion in the Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7. Nevertheless, that's where the nevertheless comes in. So we see the nevertheless or the therefore, go before and see, you know, what the therefore is therefore, or why the nevertheless is nevertheless. Because they were saying, well, take away the blind and the lame, you can come in. But they were thinking that, we got him now. He can't come in here. Why? Why is that? For what reason would they think that, you know, the king of Israel, united Israel now, David, former king of Yehuda only, but now the king of Israel cannot come in. That's why it says, nevertheless. So David must have heard the messenger say, you know, they said, you can't come in, take away the blind and the lame. They think you can't come in. And David was like, nevertheless, whatever. He was like, whatever, man. That's why verse 7 reads the way it reads. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold. He took the stronghold. Notice what he took. He took the stronghold of Sion. Now, when we look at the archaeology and the maps, in order to get to Jerusalem, right, according to the geography, to get to Jerusalem, you first have to pass Zion. It's almost like Zion is like the first stop. It's almost like before you get to D.C., coming like from New York, you got to pass Maryland, in a sense. So it's almost like this was a stronghold. So he took that first. He didn't directly take, you say, D.C., the ancient D.C. for the Israelites. He didn't take, you know, Jerusalem, but he took, you know, the stronghold before you get there. You know what I mean? The blocks before. You know what I mean? You get there. So it says the same as the city of Dawid. And then in verse 8 it says, and Dawid and David said on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter. Talk about being in the gutter, right? Whosoever getteth up, goeth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of Dawid's soul. Now, let's hear what David is proclaiming here. David said on that day, obviously the day that he took Zion, right, Sion, the fortress, the city, the fortified city that leads on the road to Jerusalem, right? He said on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter, getteth up to the gutter. Let me see the gutter, the Sinor. The Sinor is like the pipe works, the spout works, the conduit. There was like a water conduit. So in a sense, they were going to go through, you could say, the underground passageway. Right, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. This is kind of an interesting something right here, this whole blind, lame rhetoric right here. But this is the first mention right here that we have. So it says, so David dwelt in the fort, right? The fort is the same fortress of Zion, right? And called it the city. So there was a fortress, a stronghold, and that stronghold was known as Zion, and the whole region round about was called the city of David. And David built round about from Milo and inward. Verse 10, and David went on and grew great, and he bigged up. In other words, the Hebrew sense of grew great, and David was bigged up. David bigged up. And Yahuwah, Elohei Tzibaot, and Jehovah, the Elohim of armies, of hosts, was with him. Now, here's a little interesting point, just a little bit more right here. There's more to go into Zion, but first the context, you know, of the first mention. Verse 11 says, and Hiram, right, and Hiram, and Hiram, and Hiram. Not the Masonic Hiram Abyss, but where they got all their Masonic ribble-rabble from, right? And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David. Does Tyre have anything to do with Troy and the collapse of the Bronze Age? Just a point. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David an house. And David perceived that Yahuwah Jehovah had established him Melech, king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom, his government, for his people, Yisrael's sake. Right. And then it goes on into the particular background of David, his family life, a summary of his family life, his wives, his loyal mind them and thing. But David, the connection of Zion is intimately connected with David. And the first mention of Zion was a particular fortress, a fort that he captured. And from that fort, he therefore was able to send forth men and capture Jerusalem. So it's an interesting point, theologically speaking, with the Ark of the Covenant in Tewahedo Orthodox Christianity, like in Ethiopia, where we say more from the roots from the roots, not what's going on today now, the whitewash images, but the true roots of it, you know, true Christianity has to do with the Ark of the Covenant that David brought to his city, to Zion. So first, Zion takes on a kind of a political unifying significance for the people, for the 12 tribes of Israel. And then later on, with David bringing forward the Ark of the Covenant, here's where we bring in the spiritual and theological significance. So in a sense, it's as though David becomes a symbolic Melchizedek in that sense, both over the political, you could say the political, the natural, on the ground ruling of government, and then in the spiritual, theological conception, because anyone who truly came to worship had to basically come to David's house. So Zion, throughout the scripture, becomes that idea prophetically and in the Hebrew thought of the seat of government, the Davidic government, that messianic government and Davidic government, both in the temporal sense, as he won it first temporally with the war, the battle, and yes, even the bloodshed, you know, but then when he brought the Ark of the Covenant to the city, you know, it then took on that twofold aspect, that full kind of prophetic, we could say that new covenant aspect, even before the New Testament.
Yes.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore.
So here, that's from Ezekiel? Is that Ezekiel right there? Let's just get the verse in case ones and ones. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 24 to 28. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 24 to 28 right there. And we have other places in the prophecy says that the, you know, and he who is feeble will be as David, you know, and the house of David shall be as God, you know, through the prophets. And we can see that that interpretation there, even through the prophets, is based on the first mention, as we have in 2 Samuel, right, chapter 5, verse 7. Now, Sion. So it's not a Z as we have in English. It's another letter that's quite not found. So, you know, just to note that right there. Sion, the H6726 is not found in English. So the closest sound to this TS, this emphatic, the Adai, is the Z. Right. And the BDB has just a basic definition here. The BDB says Zion equals parched place. They say first entry, another name, Zion, Sion, is another name for Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. It says especially in the prophetic books, the books of the prophets. So Zion becomes a proper name, a locative, a location name. And the reference here is the permanent capital. Right? They say it's a mountain of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. It's like a mountain, kind of a hill, an elevation before you go to the higher elevation in Jerusalem, Zion. Now, getting to the root, right, Hebraically speaking, of Zion, of Zion, right, we have Sion. What is Sion? So there's Sion, Sion, Zion, and there is Zion or Siyun. Here we have the 867-25. BDB brings out the first entry, a signpost, a monument, and then it has market, the market right here, here, here. They say in the sense of conspicuousness, a monumental or a guiding, they say pillar, brought out as a sign, a title, or get this, a way mark, something to mark the way, a way mark, right? A pointer, because actually when the tribes would go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, the first place in order to get to Jerusalem, if you're trotting that particular hill, you will have to pass by and through Zion first. So Zion becomes like almost like a protective, you know, as you know, like a kind of what they call it, almost like a border crossing, you know, before you enter into the holy region, you have to pass Zion. But then we have the H6723, Sia, right? Now, Sia, right, which is a noun feminine, which some say is a possible root connection of Sion, means or is referred to as dryness, drought, desert. And it's from a ancient, not so much used root in the Hebrew that means to parch, like something, you know, you're thirsty, you know, dry, right? It's a noun feminine, right? Parch, aridity, concretely a desert, something barren, drought, dry land, or a solitary place, a wilderness is what we have right here, here, here. You know what we have right here. Let me bring this out right here. Go back to this. And then there is Natsah. If you study the Kabbalah, Kabbalistic tree, right, you see that there is a sephira, a circle, a cipher that is called a Natsah. Often it's translated as victory, right, as victory. Netzach. And when we go to the Psalms, some of the Psalms where it says to the chief musician, La Menatzeach. The Menatzeach is the chief musician, but Menatzeach, especially in the New Testament sense, but elsewhere it means the overcomer. So in the New Testament sense, that he who overcomes, Menatzeach. So Psalms of David are styled in the beginning as La Menatzeach. Ha the menatziah, leha menatziah, in refined Hebrew, la menatziah, to the chief musician, but we bring out the secondary sense to the overcomer, or for the overcomer, because only the overcomer can rise up the chant, such that the chants often were risen up under the most difficult times and situation. Many of the Psalms of David, particular connection with the wars of Israel and the times of David, were actually used as cadence. You know, cadence in the military, you know, were used as cadence. So many of the verses were actually sung and chanted. So the men of Israel were in their own song and tune while they were out chopping down and fighting on the battlefield. It was a way of kind of zoning out, you know, in such difficult circumstance, overcoming. Natsah. Right, so Natsah means to excel, to be bright, to be preeminent, to be perpetual. Natsah, as we have in Menatzeach, is to be an overseer. The sense of the word is like to endure, right? To act as an overseer, a superintendent, a director, a chief, right? And in the Strong's Concordance, it brings out the primitive root sense of properly to glitter. From afar. So what we're looking at Hebraically is some of the root links with Sion or Zion to bring out a little better sense of what this often said Zion really means, from low degrees, hopefully to high degrees. Properly to glitter from afar. That is to be eminent. In other words, when the pilgrims would trod to Jerusalem and they would look up, they could see Zion. Right. And then above that, they would see Jerusalem. But the way to Jerusalem was passing through Zion. And for the Israelites, with David bringing the Ark of the Covenant there, the Ark began to be identified also as Sion. Right. That is to be eminent as a superintendent. especially of the temple services and its music. So David is given particular credit, right? First of all, for Psalms. The Psalms became the core of temple worship, right, in latter times. So David's Psalms became the core of temple worship. But David also set the Levitical rotation so that all of the Levites and the Kohanim, the people who were the family of Aaron and the greater tribe of Levi, had the opportunity to serve. So David sets the scheduling, the times and everything. David basically sets the first governmental, you know, core aspect of true and good government, you know, in Yisrael, right? So this is one reason why there's this great connection with David prophetically, a man after the Lord's own heart. So we can infer from the things that David did for the good of Kol Yisrael that these were the things that Jah had even commanded the Israelites in the first, but it was only men like David that were able to significantly accomplish it, you know, by all means necessary. Because when we talk about the war, a lot of people get a little squeamish, but then they say, why are these people beating us up? Why are people beating you up? You're going to have to fight, right? You know, not just to say, stop beating me, but if they keep on coming back to beat you, you might have to, you know, get rid of them. You know what I mean? And that's not a pleasant thing. But then for the good of your people, that is good, right? Especially if this is an aggressor. Anyway, we have permanent chief musician, you know, but also Natah means to set forward. So there's a lot of intimate connection between some of the root ideas, right, that is found in the Hebrew etymology, but also looking at the actual recorded, what's written history regarding how Zion comes about. So Zion has a twofold. It's the political capital of Israel, and even in exile, it becomes through the prophets, you know, how we restore, just as the tribes came to David, and that was the greatest period of recorded history for the Israelites. The Messiah will do something similar. This is where these ideas come through the people, but also backed up by many prophetical or prophet references within the scripture, as the one we just shared there from Ezekiel, and then there is the other one from, Zephaniah. In Zephaniah, I think, where it says, and the house of David will be as God, and he who is feeble will be as David. He who is feeble, you know, small, seemingly weak, you know, the outer aspect to the natural eyes of his majesty, right, will be as David, but the house of David will be as God. But here, lastly but not leastly, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, just for a kind of a summary and a seal up here on Zion, here on the Upper Room of Zion, the Thursday podcast, also known as Torah Thursdays, yeah? So we have Zion here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Zion from the Hebrew. We touched on the Hebrew there, the Strong's words. Hopefully ones, if they are willing, they can go follow it up. Start out with the H 6726, and also we have the H 6726. There was another one right here. Okay, getting into the roots. If you go through the studies, Blue Letter Bible or whatever, just keep following the roots. Get to the roots, roots and culture here. Zion, Hebrew. Here they have sunny. Zion, sunny. Very dry, clear. So the idea of Zion brought out here from the Hebrew is the idea of sunny, very dry and clear. Garnet Silk says something in some of his chant. He says, Zion, sunny, shining habitation of light where there is no night. I think that really brings out on the spiritual inner idea of Zion. Sunny, shining habitation, clear, unobstructed, unobstructed sunshine, something that's set up, place, established, constituted, fortress, monument, a column, and a landmark. So we're going to touch on the phi cycle, the physical, and then seal up here for metaphysical, the physical or the natural temporal aspects, the A entry. A fortified hill that David took from the Jebusites. We touched on that from 2 Samuel 5 and 7. David built his palace there, and the place was called the City of David, the Tent of Meeting, and the Ark of the Covenant were on Zion. during David's reign. So the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed that we're reading about here in the Torah reading and feedings here, even picking up with Vayikra, Leviticus, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, were on Zion and in Zion during David's reign in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. This is why it was called, or even she was called, from the Hebrew context, she. So David ruled in her and she in Zion. This is why it was called the Holy Hill, the Holy Hill. Psalms 2 and 6. Later, Zion became a part of the city of Jerusalem. The B entry is Zion, as mentioned in many places in the Bible, refers to the whole city of Jerusalem. So through the prophetic eyes, even Jerusalem takes on the whole thing, takes on the name of Zion, right? As we have in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20, right? And remember that when we say Zion and Jerusalem, in the Hebrew sense, we might be talking about a location. If we've captured and established a location, we call the place, the spot, that, but it's based on the people, right? So the people who are Israel, the spot they locate and they control and manage, they call Israel. Same thing with Jerusalem. The people are the city of peace, Jerusalem. And same thing with Zion. See, Zion is sometimes used as figurative of the holy city, the new Jerusalem. So even in the new covenant times, as the people evolve in their understanding, right, and in their faith and liberty, we have the epistle to the Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, where Zion here in a figurative, allegorical sense refers to the holy city, speaking of the new Jerusalem, right? So metaphysically speaking here for Zion, bringing out now the inner, you could say, Hebrew theological, metaphysical idea. Zion represents love's abode, love's abiding place in the phase of the subjective consciousness, where high holy thoughts and ideals abide, such as clearness, unobstructiveness, such as sunshine, sunniness, being set up, right? Monument, fortress, landmark, a fortified hill it was, that later became a part of Jerusalem and later became the identification for Jah people and the holy people, even and especially through exile. In referring to the holy city, the new Jerusalem, Sion, Zion symbolizes spiritual consciousness. So Zion firstly represented the government of David. We could say the government of the holy anointed king, Zion. But then it takes on spiritual conceptions because of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, we could say, the tent of meeting, and because of the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant being placed there, especially in the time of David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, keeping it hard to call right here. So here, gonna just ride up with Desiree and Zion and touch on today's daily psalm, Psalm 67, here in the season, reason for the season. Yes, I, right.
because you don't see them, that doesn't mean they don't exist. Angels, cherubim, seraphim, glory of life, majestic heights.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. And Barana Selassie, Bob Marley right there. That was Psalm 87, key verse right there, verse 4. But here is the evening psalm appointed here for the fifth day of the 7 days here for the Thursday. We have Psalm 81, Dub Wise. Here, Steel Pulse, Naya Bingy Voice, Dub. The evening psalm here with some of the Hebrew highlights. Sima, Sima, Shema, Yisrael.
מזמור פ"א למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
מזמור פ"א למנצח על הגיתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעיד בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אבה לי, ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
Crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
Yes, 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 yes. Just one more thing I want to just put here on the beam about Sion, about Zion. As we touched on that, if you search in the English Bibles, and here we have, this was the word software, so we put the Z-I-O-N, you'll find that for the Z-I-O-N, the Z-I-O-N, there are at least about over 100, you know. But the first one that we get that's sort of similar, but there is a link to it. I don't see a lot of the other, you know, scholars or people get into the etymology making the link. So we want to just make the link right here, you know, and you could say this is the Yadin theory right here, right? The other, you can follow that up and follow that, find that in the Hebrew and other references, but we haven't found this particular mention of Sion, right, being mentioned, right? That we have the 2 Samuel 5 and 7, but then in the three places that we have a Zion in a word, or the Z-I-O-N, we have Numbers 33, verse 35 and 36. That's two right there. And Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 8. That's the third right there. And the place is this place known as, in the English, from an English reader perspective, Ezion, Ezion Gabir, or Ezion Gabir. And I say that the link is in the part, the Ezion part. Now, in the Hebrew, this will be referred to as Etzion Gabir, Etzion Gabir. Modern Hebrew, Etzion Gabir, Etzion Gabir. Modern Hebrew, but the ancient pointing, Etzion, Etzion. It's an oin. So Etzion, Etzion Gabir, Etzion Gabir, or Etzion Gabir, one form, and Etzion Gabir. So what does this word mean here? This is a spot. First of all, it was the last station. It was the last station during the exodus of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, the Israelites, before they came to the wilderness of Sin, of place known as Sin, right? Located near Elat at the head of what's called the Gulf of Aqaba, right? So here we have this Etzion Gabir. What is Etzion? Etzion Gabir. Here, the meaning of this BDB brings out the meaning as the backbone of a man. Etzion Gabir, Gabir. Gabir or Gavir, Gavar, Gavar, Gavir, Gabir. Gabir, like you have the term Gibor, Gibor. Some people say, oh, those are giants, those are giants. No, actually the word basically means a mighty man, a man that puts in work. A Gabir, a Gibor is a mighty man. A warrior is called a Gibor. Right, just any mighty man. Man could be a big, tall, husky man, or could be a small man that just puts in that work. He is a Gibor too. You know, like it says, Dawid, some say, was of a short stature. but he was a gibor. He was a mighty man. Now, a mighty man could be a mighty man for good or a mighty man for bad, but it's just a terminology that expresses, you know, how one does that work. You know what I mean? So here we have the backbone of a man or the backbone of a mighty man. Etzion, Etzion. So we have one form, Etzion, 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 and Etzion, right? Etzion. So if we drop the ayin, which is a Hebrew letter that refers to the eye, right? The eye, ayin is eye. We just have Zion Gavia. So let's look at the Etzion for a moment. Let's look at the Etzion part of the word. As we say, Gavia or Geber, Geber is a strong man, a man, generally speaking. So translators sometimes say a man in some places. But if you read in the Hebrew, it gives a clear context. It's like a mighty man, a strong man, a warrior man. So the Geber, Geber or Gever is a man in the sense of strong man, a warrior. So the Geber, like we have the Geber, like Gebra, Gebra, Gebra in the Amharic and the Ethiopic, the Geber, right? And that has a sense of work, right? Doing work. Geber, like to work, and the is gebere, right, is a sense of like to do, to make something, right? The Hebrew sense of the geber is like a strong man, a warrior man, and the word emphasizes strength or strength and ability to fight. This is the difference in the word Adam. We have Ish, but sometimes the word man behind the English is the geber. Or the Gever, and that would mean a mighty man, right? Or a valiant, valiant man, a warrior man, right? But often it just gets translated as, you know, man. But the root in the Hebrew sense, the H1396 of Gabar, Gabar from the Geber, Gever, is to prevail, to have strength, to be strong, to be powerful, to be mighty, in a sense to be great. So it can also mean to prevail over. In some of the more negative sense, is to act insolently, right? To exceed, you know, to confirm, to be great, to be mighty, to prevail, to put to more, to put to more. One who can put to more strength. You strong, but this one put to more strength. That one would be like the Geber, you know, the one that prevailed, the mighty man. Strengthen, be stronger. Not just to be strong, but has a sense of being stronger. To be valiant. So we have Etzion Geber. Looking at the Etzion part, the H6096. This is where, from our etymological studies, so I'll put this out in the academic sense, this is the Yadin theory right here, that this has a lot to do with another sense of Zion, of Zion, because the Etzion comes from, the word backbone comes from the Hebrew Atzeh. Atzeh in Etzion means spine, the backbone, right? Like the sacrum, the os sacrum, right? Either spine or some say the sacrum, right? The bone close to the fat tail, like of a person, or even it can be applied to an animal. Strong's Concordance says the spine. Right, is the atzeh at the root of atzion, atzion, the spine, as giving firmness to the body, the backbone. Now, it's interesting because Zion, Zion in the Hebrew sense, the city, you know, and even the theological conceptions is referred to as she, as she. So David ruled in Zion, you know, when we read the Hebrew, it's like he ruled in her. So she is also important contextually. But here we have the atzah. Atzah has a sense of to shut. So the root of the word for backbone and the sacred, you know, the sacrum has a sense of to shut, right? The primitive root as a verb. But that word to shut takes on another connotation to fasten, firm. To fasten, to firm. It can mean to close up something, right? To close up something, right? And some definitions are to close the eyes, so to speak. But here, briefly, the Zion word and name, we think because of our study of certain etymology here that it also has a lot to do with the backbone. So Zion would become, in a sense, for the faithful Israelites and the Hebrews, right, even theologically, a kind of a backbone of their theology, even in its connection with the Ark of the Covenant that later is referred to as Sion and as she, that backbone. It's kind of interesting because they say about the backbone, the woman, the backbone on that level. So, you know, we can reason on that a little bit more, but here we have today's daily psalm, yeah, to come forward right here, just a little share right here. You know, I don't know how it is when you tell people the truth, but you know what it is.
It's crazy when you feed people the truth. You don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm, one of the Psalms of the termination of the Shabbat, right there, and it contains the priestly baraka, the barake, the blessing right there in a somewhat adapted form. But here, touch on the Hebrew for a good part of this Upper Room, Torah Thursday, Upper Room of Zion. Let's touch on some of the companion Afro-Shemitic, yeah? In the Royal Amharic right here, 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 that pure language, yeah, turn to the people. So let's touch on today, you know, really, song.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
May the speaker Abraham Chebudas Lukubatalawa right here, here, here. His Majesty's Bible. Book of the Seven Seals.
Mazmur Silsa Siddis. Bakanif Silsa Sabat. Lamazamran Alek A. በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከንም ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአሕዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቅ ዘንድ አቤቱ አሕዛብ ያመስግኑህ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑህ ለአሕዛብ በቅን ትፈርድላቸዋለህና አሕዛብንም በምድር ላይ ትመራለህና አሕዛብ ደስ ሲበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አሕዛብ ያመስግኑህ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል
Whom shall he teach knowledge and whom shall he make to understand doctrine Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Then, so this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tena Yisraelim, today's daily psalm from the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David. We have Silsa Sabat, Silsa Sidsa, Silsa Sabat, Psalm 67. Psalm 67, and here in the Metahav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle of One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So here we're going to compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV, the King James Version. Let's pick up, begin, let's ride up. For the chief musician. The superscription here for the chief musician, but first, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wamenfesu Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in Jemralen. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one source. Here we begin with the superscription, Le Mezemrana Leka, Be Beganawochi Adawita Mezmor. In the KJV, it has to the chief musician on the neginot. Neginot, Hebraically the binginot, the binginot. Here we have the bebegenawoch on the begenas, the begenawoch, the begenawoch. Hebraically the neginot and the begenawoch, the connection there, string, string music, or what I and I Rastafari would say is the harp. So we bring out that Hebraic sense, the bingi note, b-nigi note, on the string music, on the harps. Le mezemmarana leka, to the musical chief, the chief of the musicians, to the chief musician, to the leader. Le begenaroch, on the begenas, the nigino, the stringed music, the harps. Ye Dawit mezmor, a chant, a vocal intonation of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Yes, I. Now, interestingly enough, as we mentioned before, we have mizmor shir. It's both a chant, a vocal intonation, and it's a shir. It's an ode, as he would say. It's an ode of a song. So here, let's pick up and begin right here. Now, superscription and the theme. One more thing, the theme. Ye mekar gizeh. Ye mekar. Mekar is the harvest. Ye mekar gizeh, the time of harvest, mezmor. Mezmor, a psalm, a chant of the harvest, of the harvest season, of the harvest time. Now, we went into a couple more details of that whole idea there Hebraically, but let's ride up with the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie has revealed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Kuter and verse 1. Egziavi her yemaren yebarkenem, situnema belayachin yabra. God, Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the open hand, the generous Ab Father, be merciful to us, to I and I. Egziavi her yemaren, be merciful to I and I. Yebarkenim, yebarken, and bless us, yebarkenim, and bless us. Egziavi her yemaren, yebarkenim, and cause his face to shine upon us. Fitunim belayachin, yabra, to shine, yabra, to illuminate his face, to illuminate belayachin upon I. Now here we have an adaptation, an adapting of the priestly benediction, the priestly borake, the kahinata borake, the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Uter hulet, verse 2. The Ahizab Hulu Mekakela Madanehin Mengedhinema Bemidre Nawak Zen, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So here in verse 2, picking up, we had a Selah. Hebraically, there's a Selah. The Selahs are not found in the Royal Amharic or the Ethiopic, and we explain the reason for that as we have the Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, right, is the liturgy and was the liturgy of Yisrael from the tabernacle of Moshe to the tabernacle of Zion, the tabernacle of David. So the Selah, that pause right there, right, the meditative of the baraka and the blessing, Egziavi yemaren yibarkenim fitunim belayachin yavra, Selah. Kut erhulet, ba'ahizav hulu mekakela madanehin, men gedehinim bemidere nawik zen. Be merciful to Ainai, bless Ainai, cause his face to shine upon I and I, pause, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. The Ahizab, Hulu, the Ahizab, the Goyim, the his votes, the peoples, international communities and ethnicities, all of them, in their entirety, their totality, the Ahizab, Hulu Mekakel, among all of them, Madan, the eyes, salvation, Adonai's Madan, the salvation, thy salvation. Here, KJV says health, and there's a connection with the health and the healing. Madan, the eyes, male health among all nations. Mengedehinim, Menged, way, Mengedih. The I, male's way, Mengedehinim. And the I, way, Bemidere, Enawik, then. Enawik. So that here there's a little diversion here between the KJV and Enawik, so that we know. So that we know, so that we know thy way, that thy way may be known upon earth. But here it says, men gedehinim, and the eyes male way, bemidr, the earthly plane, and nawik zen, and nawik zen, and nawik, so that we know, we become cognizant, I, so that I know the I way on the earthly plane. Uter source, verse 3. Abitu Ahizab Yamesa Gnu Ahizabo Hulu Yamesa Gnu. May the people praise Isis, Isis the I. May the Ahizab, the Ahizab, the Hizboch, the peoples, the Hizbol, the peoples. Abitu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Abitu Ahizab Yamesa Gnu. Ahizab Hulu Yamesa Gnu. May all the peoples praise Miskana the I male. Kuta Arad, verse 4. La Ahizab Bekina Tefarda Lachualehina Ahizabinima Bemidurlaya Timerale Hina Ahizab Desa Yibracho Hasetima Yadrigu. Let make all the nations be glad and sing for joy. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Pause. La'ahizab, and for the peoples, bekin, kin, straightforwardly. With integrity, bekin tefardalachualehina. May the I judge them, for the I will judge them in uprightness, righteously. Ahizab binim, and the peoples of midrlai timeralehina, for the I will guide the peoples on the earth, on the earthly plane. Ahizab adesi belacho. The peoples be happy. Hasetim, haset, hasetim ayadrigu, and sing for joy and rejoice. Kuta Amis, verse 5. Adetu, ahizab yameskenu, ahizab hulu yameskenu. May the people, more correctly, the peoples, praise yameskenu, yameskenu. May they praise the I male Abitu, I father, father of the house. May all the people, Ahizab Hulu, Yamesa Gnu, praise Miskana the I. Kuta Sadis, verse 6. Midraf Rewana Setech, Egziavi Hiram Lakach Nema Yibar Kenal. Then shall the earth yield her increase, midr, the earth, frewan, her fruit, frewa, frewa, her fruit, frewan, her fruit, setech, setech, she shall give her fruit, the earth shall give her fruit, then shall the earth yield her increase, egeziavi, her stain of the good, the open hand, the generous, our father, amlakachinim. And our source, Yibar Kenal, will bless us, will bless I, and Exiavia, even I and I own source, shall bless, shall prosper I, Yibar Kenal. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Exiavia, her Yibar Kenal, Ye Midrima Dachahulu Yiferutal. Exiavia, sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open-handed, the generous, Ab Yibar Kenal, will bless I. And the ends of the earth shall fear, refrain, shall reverence, shall respect, shall revere him. Ye midrim darchahulu yiferutal, yiferutal, shall Rastafari, yes I shall respect him. Yet midrim ta cha hulu yifaruta, 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 yifaruta.
Yes, 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 yifaruta, yeah, from Farah. As you have Tefera and Teferi right there, 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 all nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, 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 yes. So here, 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 dubwise. We have today's daily psalm with the rhythm right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 67.
መዝሙር 66 በቅንፍ 67 መዝሙር 66 በቅንፍ 67 መዝሙር 66 በቅንፍ 67 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከን ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአህዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቀዘን አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአህዛብ በቅን ተፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በምድር ላይ ተመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል
Psalm 67 God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us Psalm 67 God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us Selah that thy way may be known upon earth thy saving health among all nations let the people praise thee O God let all the people praise thee O let the nations be glad and sing for joy for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth Selah Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 Shall fear him.
Mazmur 66 በቅንፍ 67 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከን ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአህዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቀዘን አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአህዛብ በቅን ተፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በምድር ላይ ተመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል 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 ይፈሩታል
Mizmor Samech Zain, Mizmor Samech Zain, Lamnatriach B Niginot, Mizmor Shir, Elohim Yehanen, We Barken, Yaher Panayo Aitano, Sela, Lata Ata Baaretha Darkega. וכל גויים ישועתך יודוקה עמים אלוהים יודוקה עמים כולם ישמחו וירנו לאומים כי תשפוט עמים מישור ולאומים בארץ תנחם סלה יודוקה עמים אלוהים יודוקה עמים כולם ארץ נתנה יבולה יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו יברכנו אלוהים ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
Mazmur 66 Bakanif ስልሳሰባት ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከንም ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአህዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቅ ዘንድ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአህዛብ በቅን ትፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በመድር ላይ ተመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል
Samech Zain, Mizmor Samech Zain, Psalm 67, Psalm LXVII, Universal Anniversary Praise, Eyes of Elohim, of the true good, the true God.
It is usual to connect this psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek, after the order of Melchizedek. It's usual to connect this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Zain, Psalm LXVII, Psalm 67, with LXV, Psalm 65, as a hymn of thanksgiving, a Torah, Miskana, for an abundant harvest, which followed soon after the victory over Assyria. But the mention of the earth's produce, if it is to be so understood, is limited to a phrase in verse 6, according to the KJV and the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew, verse 7. The main theme is the summons to all the peoples of the earth to pay homage, L'Elohim, to the true good, the true God. In the Yehudi, the Judaic liturgy, the psalm, the Mizmor, is appointed for recital at the termination of HaShabbat to inculcate the fine lesson. Quote, here again we have the note struck of the working week, the Shavua, the seven days, but specifically the 6 days, with its hopes of prosperity. But with the psalmist, prosperity lifts the eye from the earth, the earthly plane, to Shemayim, to the heavens. And so this Mizmor, this psalm, today's daily psalm, is a prayer for salvation in the widest sense, and not for Israel only, not for Israel only, but for the whole world. Israel's bracha, Israel's blessing, is to be a bracha, a blessing for all men, for all humanity in its entirety. Here, in particular, the psalmist and I does more than adopt the priestly formula. He and we, I claims for Yisrael the sacerdotal dignity. Yisrael is the world's priest, high priest. If Yisrael has the light, the illumination of Elohim's face, his presence, his perception, the world cannot remain in darkness and disillumination. Yisrael can show that he possesses this light, this illumination, by the manner in which he bears himself during the days of business and activity that are ensuing. Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath passes, but if it leaves behind it the sense of this truth, this objective reality, then the week's work, then the working days begins with the assurance of a successful issue. Abraham's. The traditional association of HaShabbat and its fulfillment with this psalm, this Mizmor Samech Zain, Psalm LXVII, Psalm 67, it supports the usually accepted interpretation, the Targum of verse 6 in the KJV and in the Sefer Tehillim, that would be verse 7. But another has been proposed, which will be noted in the forwards. Yes, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Mizmor Samech Zain, La Menatayach, Be a Niginot, Mizmor Shir, for the leader, for the chief musician, B. Nagino to a string music. Mizmor Shir. Mizmor a psalm. A chant of intonation. Shir a song. Elohim. Yehanenu. We barkenu. Yaera panayo aitanu. Selah. Elohim, be gracious to us. Be gracious to I and I. Elohim, Yechanenu. And bless us. And bless I and I. We barkenu. Yair panayu. May he cause his face, Sitanu, to shine toward I and I. Selah. Pause. Mizmor Samech Zain. Mizmor Samech Zain. Lamnatriach B. Niginot. Mizmor Shir. Elohim Yehanenu. We barkenu. Yaera panayo aitanu. Selah. La da'ata ba'aretha darkega. Kol goyim yeshuateka yoduka amim Elohim yoduka amim kulam yismechu we aranu leumim ki atishpot amim mishor ulaumim ba'aret atanchem sela. Yoduka amim, Elohim, yoduka amim, kulam. Areta natna yebulaha, yebarkenu Elohim, Eloheinu, yebarkenu Elohim. We are ua oto kol afse aret.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
Binginot or B Niginot. B Niginot sound like Binginot. Alright, the Bingi. Yes, alright. So here we have Psalm 67. The 67th Psalm of David. It's a universal, universal praise. Universal Isis, Miskana, Torah, praise of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. So a couple of first words right here on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. And right here we have this beautiful psalm, beautiful psalm, Psalm 67. Let's just bring up the KJV for a couple of first words here. So we have a psalm of seven verses, Psalm 67, to the chief musician on Neginot. We have Neginot in the Hebrew. We have Binginot, Biniginot, Biniginot, Binginot, a psalm or song. So now the Niginot or the Neginot, Neginot, Biniginot, Binginot is the stringed instruments
or stringed music. Stringed music. Just for the superscription right there. And here we have a mizmor, a shir. Mizmor, a chant, a vocal intonation. A shir, a song. A chant, a vocal intonation. So let's get a couple of first words right here just to build on today's daily psalm. Here from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Hebrew Psalter. Couple of first words right here. It's singing the universal praise of Elohim, a universal praise of the true good, of the true God. It is usual to connect this psalm with LXV. It is a usual practice to connect today's daily psalm, the Samech Zain psalm, the 67th psalm, with LXV, with the 65th psalm, the 65th psalm, as a hymn of thanksgiving, as a hymn of thanks and praise, a hymn of Todah, a hymn of Miskana, for an abundant harvest, which followed soon after the victory over Assyria. The victory over Assyria. But the mention of the earth's produce, if it is to be so understood, is limited to a phrase in verse 6. There's a phrase in verse 6, the earth hath yielded her increase. May God, may the true good, our own God, bless us. Yebarkeinu Elohim Eloheinu. May Elohim, even I and I own Elohim, may he bless, may he prosper I and I. So there's a connection, alright, for the first part of the verse. Aretz, Aretz, Natana, 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 Yebulaha, Yibulaha, 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 ha, her increase. The earth hath yielded her increase. So if we are to understand today's daily psalm, the Samech Zain psalm, as connected with the harvest, it's because of the mention of the earth's produce that we have, somewhat limited to a phrase, and this phrase here in verse 6. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim even, Eloheinu, Ainai Elohim, Yebarkeinu, Yebarkeinu, he will bless I and I. He will bless us. Now the main theme is the summons. The main theme of today's daily psalm is the summons or the call. The summons, aka also the call. The call to all the peoples. All the peoples, all the nationalities, all the ethnicities. To the peoples, the peoples, the peoples, the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, to pay homage to Elohim, to the true good, to the true God. In the Judaic Kaddish, the Kedaseh, the liturgy, the divine service, the Mizmor, the psalm, today's daily psalm 67, psalm 67, is appointed for recital. It's appointed for recital at the termination of HaShabbat. So this also is a psalm, and hopefully we can also ride up with that as well. And this psalm here, as we move forward, getting a better groundation. Because in the Royal Amharic with the Yemekar Gizeh, Mekar, Mekar, Yemekar, Yemekar Gizeh, the harvest time is more, harvest time song, especially in the season, the reason for the season, right? So here we have inculcated the fine lesson, the temharit, the teaching. What is the teaching? Here again we have the note struck of the working week or the 6 days. Alright, 6 days shall I and I do all I and I work and the Shabbat. So here in today's daily psalm we have the note being struck of the working week and the inclusion in the Judaic, Yehudi, right? Even we the black Jews, divine liturgy and service, the psalm being appointed for the recital at the termination of HaShabbat. The note struck of the working week, the 6 days, with its hopes, the expectations of prosperity. But with the psalmist, prosperity, it lifts the eye from the earth, the earthly plane, to the Shammai, the Shamayim, HaShamayim, to the heavens. And so this Mizmor is a prayer for salvation, Yeshua, Yeshuot, for the salvation, the victory, the victories in the widest sense. And not only for Yisrael, not only for the man who sees the true good, the true God only, but for the whole world. As the principle of the sum, right, the sum, the parts, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Yisrael's Baraka, the man who sees the true good, the true God, even I and I, the Israel of Adonai, Jah Rastafari. Israel's Baraka is to be a Baraka, a Bereket, a blessing for all men, for all humanity. Here in particular, the psalmist does more than adopt the priestly formula. So we have an adoption and even an adaptation of the priestly formula. He claims for Yisrael the sacerdotal dignity, the sacerdotal, in other words, that Yisrael, right, as a corporate body with the Moshiach HaMoshiach as the Rosh, right, is the priest. Right, the priest for the nations, as we have the Levites and the sons of Aaron, right, the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, according to the pattern, right, amongst the Levites, and then we have the rank and file, Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in the three camps, that Yisrael, amongst all the nations of the world, also claims that sacerdotal dignity, that priestly dignity, even according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Yisrael is the world's high priest, Kohen Gadol. Yisrael, in relation to the international community, the Goyim, the Ahizab, is the world's Kohen Gadol Lika Kahenat High Priest. If Yisrael has the light, the illumination of HaElohim's face, the true good, the true God's face, the world cannot remain in darkness and disillumination and ignorance. Yisrael can show that he possesses this light, this illumination by the manner in which he bears himself during the days of business, during the days of business and activity that are ensuing. The Shabbat, HaShabbat, it passes. But if it leaves behind it the sense of this truth, this objective reality, then the week's work, then the working days, right, Rastafari, and I say the sabbatical, right, the strong, right, the week's work, it becomes strong. It begins with the assurance of a successful issue, a successful produce, and a product. Here we adapted some of Abraham's, you know, one of the commentators' comments here to share. Now, the traditional association of HaShabbat fulfillment or the end of the Sabbath with this psalm, the 67th psalm, it supports the usually accepted interpretation of verse 6. Verse 6 in the KJV in the Sefer Tehillim, that'll be verse 7, but you can see the verse in the KJV, verse 6, the traditional interpretation. But another has been proposed, which hopefully will and can be noted in the forwards in the further studies of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Zain, Samech Zain, Lam Natsayach Bia Niginot Mizmor Shir, for the leader, the chief musician, upon Neginot, a string instrument, string music, a song. Now in the Hebrew, that would be the Aleph, the first verse, but we know this as a superscription, right? And here, the second verse, the Beit verse, is what we know as the first verse of today's daily psalm. The KJV has, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Elohim Yechanenu Uyabarkenu Yaera Panayua Itanu Selah, 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 Selah,
מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו יאר פניו איתנו סלע מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו יאר פניו איתנו סלע לדעת בארץ דרכך, בכל גויים ישועתך. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ישמחו וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, ולאומים בארץ תנחם צלע. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ. מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Shall fear him.
ננצח בנגינות מזמור שיר אלוהים יחוננו יברכנו מאיר פניו איתנו סלע נדב בארץ דרכך כל גויים משמעתך דוחה עמים אלוהים ודוחה עמים כולם תשמח וירתנו לאומים כי תשפוט עמים מישור לאומים בארץ תמחן סלע דוחה עמים אלוהים ודוחה עמים כולם ארץ נתנה יבולה יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו יברכנו אלוהים ויראו אותו כל אבסי הארץ
on Mizmor Samek Zayin, Psalm 67, Psalm LXVII. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Zayin, Psalm 67. La menatzeach bi neginot Mizmor Shir, Elohim yechanen. We barkenu, Yair panayo aitanu, Selah. For the leader, for the chief musician, La menatzeach, with string music, Bi neginot, binginot, La menatzeach, Bi neginot. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, La menatzeach, be a neginot, with string music. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, eyes, mizmor, shir, a song. God be merciful to us and bless us. Elohim, yechanen, we barken. Elohim, be gracious to us, Ayinai, and bless us, and bless Ayinai. Elohim, yechanen, we barken. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Lamentation, Lamentations 3:22. Surely the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Surely his compassions fail not. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki lo kalu, rachamayo. Surely Yahweh, Jehovah's mercies are not consumed. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki. Surely his compassions fail not. Ki lo kalu rachamayo. I know that the mercies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, abide, and that they are not consumed. Because when HaGoyim, when the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, when the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, said, according to the words of Mizmor, Psalm 83 and 5, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Amru leku we nakachidem mikoi. They have said, Amru, they have said, the Gentiles, the international community, they have said, Amru Leku, we're not the Chidein Migoi. They have said, come and let us and make I and I cut them off from being a nation. Amru Lekua, we're not the Chidein Migoi. His compassion for us, for I and I, did not fail. Hence here it is said, surely the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Surely his compassions fail not. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki lo kalu rachamayu. Surely Jehovah's mercies are not consumed. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, surely his compassions fail not. Ki lo kalu rachamayu. Nay, nay, na mo, nay more. Every morning they are renewed and rises I and I up, as is said in the verse from Lamentations 3:23. They are new every morning. They are new every dawn, every new day. Chadashim labikarim. They are new every morning, every dawning. They are new every morning. Chadashim labikarim. Chadashim labikarim. The end of the verse that reads, great is thy faithfulness. The end of the verse in Lamentations 3:23 reads, Rabba emunateka, Rabba emunateka, great Rabba, Rabba, great is thy faithfulness, emunateka. This refers to thy faithfulness in what thou, the I, didst promise, the yea and amen, to Abotenu, to I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs. After I and I went down before Babylon, thou didst raise us up, rise I and I up, and Babylon is gone. When our master Rabbeinu Moshe, Moses, foresaw the kingdom of Greece, the kingdom of the Gracchi, he began to pray. For what did he pray? That Greece, the Gracchi, should fall at the hand of the tribe of Levi, at the hand of the tribe of Levi. Here the reference in the Midrash notes is the Hasmoneans. The Hasmoneans were of the tribe of Levi, were of the tribe of Levi. The Hasmoneans of the tribe of Levi, Levi. And Moses and Moshe said, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33:11, bless, Lord, his might. Bless, Lord, his might. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. Bless, Barek Yahuwah Jehovah Chelo. His substance, his might. Chelo, bareki Yahuwah Chelo. By bless, by barek. Moshe meant, bless the tribe of Levi, of Levi, with the bracha, the blessing wherewith Halloween bless thy children. That is, the Lord bless thee. The Lord make his face to shine The Lord lift up his countenance, as we have in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. And so to bless thou the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, as it is said, God be merciful to us, to I and I, and bless us, and bless I and I. Elohim Yechanin, we barkin. Elohim be merciful to us, to I and I. Elohim Yechanin, and bless us, and bless I and I. We barkin. If thou the eye dost bless us, bless thine eye, thou the eye shall make thy strength, and thy way known among Hagoyim, among the nations, among the Gentiles, the international community, as is said, even in Mizmor Samech Zion, the 67th Psalm, Psalm 67, Hebraically, verse 3, where it reads, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy salvation among all nations, that thy way may be known upon earth. La da'at ba'aret darkeka, that thy way, darkeka, may be known, la da'at, upon earth, ba'aret. La da'ata ba'aret darkeka, 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 thy way, thy way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not save Yisrael, Israel, because of their good deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not save Yisrael because of their good deeds, but only to make his strength, chelo, known, and to make his great name known. As Asaph said in the 76th Psalm, he read through the second verse, through Judah will God be known. His name shall be great through Israel. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Ein Vav, Ein Vav, 76th Psalm, Psalm 76, the Beit verse, Hebraically the second verse that reads, Noda'a bi Huda Elohim, bi Yisrael Gadol Shema. In Judah is Elohim known. Noda'a bi Huda Elohim, his name is great in Israel. Be Yisrael Gadol Shema. And it may be translated even more so as, through Yehuda, through Judah, will Elohim be known. His name, Shemo, shall be great through Yisrael. And as Asaph also said in the 77th Psalm, Psalm 77, Hebraically verse 15, thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Ata ha'el oseh fel hoda'ita ba'amim ozeka. Thou, the I, art the God. Ata ha'el, the true El, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ata Ha'el, Oseh Fele, that doest wonders, Oseh Fele, thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples, Hoda'ita Ba'amin Uzeka, by strength. What is meant by Uzeka? Uzeka. What is meant by thy strength? thy strength, thy strength, thy Uzi, thy Uzeka, in that thou redeemest Yisrael, Israel, by thy strength, by Uzeka, and by thine arm, Zeroah, thou makest thy might known in the world. Another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, intonation, Isis, another psalm says, Psalm 106, Hebraically the 8th verse reads, Nevertheless he saves them for his name's sake. Wayosha'ayim lema'ana shimbo lehodi'ah eta geburato. Nevertheless, he saves them for his name's sake. Wayosha'ayim lema'an shimmo, that he might make known lehodi'ah his mighty power. Eta geburato, et geburato, geburato, et geburato, his mighty power. Wayosha'ayim lema'an shimmo lehodi'ah eta geburato. Why? To make his might known. Lehodi'ah et geburato. To make his gura, his gabura, geburato, to be known. Lehodi'ah eta geburato. It might be supposed that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saves the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, HaGoyim, the nations, the international community, the Gentiles will say, God is partial to them. But in truth, HaGoyim, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, the nationalities will acknowledge God's justice. As is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samek Zain, Psalm 67, Hebraically the 6th verse, the nations will acknowledge thee, all of them, the nations will acknowledge, act on the knowledge of thee, all of them. Yoduka, Amin, Elohim, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. May the peoples give thanks, acknowledge to thee, I, O Elohim, Yoduka. Amin, Elohim. Make the peoples give thanks, acknowledgement, Yoduka, to the I, male, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. Make the peoples give thanks, make the peoples acknowledge, the nations, the peoples will acknowledge the I, all of them, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. All of them, Kulam. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring forth the righteousness of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, to the light. As it is said, even in Psalm 37, Hebraically the 6th verse, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Wehotzi ka'or tzidek ekha, and he will make thy righteousness to go forth as the light. Wehotzi ka'or tzidek ekha, tzidek ekha, the I righteousness and tzidek ekha, to go forth with Hotzi as the light. Ka'or, ka'or, with Hotzi, ka'or, tzidek ekha, ua misha pateka katza horai, and thy right, judgment thy right as the noonday. U mishpateka katza horai, and as is written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 62:2, and the nations shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and the nations shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. Ve'ra'u goyim tzidkek v'kola melachim k'borek v'kora lak shem chadash asher pi Yehovah yikoren. And the nations, the goyim, the Gentiles, shall see thy triumph. V'ra'u goyim tzidkek, thy triumph, thy righteousness, tzidkek, speaking to she. V'kol ha'melachim k'borek, and all kings will call Melaki thy glory. Kabodek, Kabodek, Kabodek. Without going as either cake, we call a Melaki ma Kabodek. With Kora lak Shem Hadash, and thou shall be called by a new name. Wikora lak shem chadash, that the mouth of Jehovah shall mark out. Asher pi Yahuwah yikoved, that the mouth of Jehovah, asher pi Yahuwah yikoved, shall mark out. And as it is also written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 61:11, the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations, all the nationalities, the international community, before all nations. Ki ka'aretz atotziyaz imaha uwaka ganna zeru'eha tam tatzamiyach ken Adonai Yahweh yatzamiyach tzedaka uwatila neged kol hagoy. For as the earth bringeth forth her growth, ki ka aret totsia tzimachaha, as the earth bringeth forth her growth, ki ka aret totsia tzimachaha, ua kagana ze rueha tatzmiach, and as the garden, ua kagana, and as the ganna, the garden, ua kaganna, causes the things that are sown in it, in her, to spring forth, ua kaganna zeru'eha tatzmiach. So the Lord God, ken Adonai Yahweh, will cause victory and glory. Yatzmiach tzedaka u'tehila, yatzmiach tzedaka u'tehila, will cause victory and glory to spring forth before all the nations. Neged kol hagoy, before all nations. Neged kol hagoyim. hear victory and glory, tzedaka ua tehila, or tzedaka also charity, tzedaka ua tehila, and praise, righteousness and praise, righteousness and praise. So Adonai Jehovah will cause victory and glory, righteousness and praise. Ken Adonai Yahweh Yatzmiach Tzedaka Utehila, to spring forth before all the nations. Neged Kol Hagoy, Ken Adonai Yahweh Yatzmiach Tzedaka Utehila, Neged Kol Hagoy.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. לדעת בארץ דרכך, בכל גויים ישועתך. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ישמחו וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, ולאומים בארץ תנחם צלע. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים, ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ.